Our second feature is written by Stacia Briggs, who's been delving into the fascinating Norfolk archive that houses Smash Martians, Mr. Shifter, The Boy on a Bicycle, and Ed Sheeran's Ketchup. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
In a series of outbuildings, our social heritage is waiting to be found in books and folders, on old videotapes and film reels, in huge files and on screens. Deep in the Norfolk countryside is an incredible record of the advertisements which have influenced the way the nation has spent its collective wages for more than a century. The History of Advertising Trust is a fascinating reflection of British life, loves, behaviour and beliefs, each era preserved in aspic, along with the attitudes of the time. It's the largest advertising-related archival collection in the world. Here you can wander along a row of printed advertisements that take you on a journey from when cigarettes were considered positively healthy to a time when the tobacco industry was forced to carry large, prominent warnings about the danger of their products. You can browse through beautiful print advertisements that look like works of art for brands such as Coleman, Startright and Cayley's of Norwich. Discover the top film directors who began their glittering careers working with the likes of Cat and Bird's Eye and come eye to eye with a replica smash alien. You can marvel at the technology, rows of old video recorders pressed into one last service to rescue old footage of advertisements that would otherwise be lost to time. HAT, a registered charity, aims to preserve the past, document the present and inspire the future. Unsurprisingly, this is a great and catchy strapline and makes its incredible archives accessible to a wider audience. Researchers are offered access to an unparalleled archive which contains the UK advertising industry's historical records, including substantial collections from advertising agencies, corporate brands, professional bodies and industry regulators. The archive houses collections from Hovis Bakery, Vimto, Crop, Unilever, Coleman's, Norwich Union and Startright, with many early print advertisements dating back to the 1800s. If you've seen an old advertisement used in a television programme, there's a very good chance it will come from the Norfolk-based archive. If you remember an advert from your childhood, it will probably be housed here. Available to view by appointment, the Trust's archives are accommodated within around 6,000 square feet of physical space in an unlikely home 14 miles from Norwich. It's an Aladdin's cave of advertising joy. And yes, there is huge joy in advertising. In a world where we moan that the news stories and the content we access for free are peppered with the pop-ups that pay for them, it's easy to forget the sheer joy that adverts can bring. John Gordon Saker, a communications industry veteran with more than three decades' worth of experience, is director of the Trust. He's a man that really knows his onions and his Smash, Cinzano, Hovis and McVitie's. If you talk to people about advertisements, you quickly realise how linked they are to childhood memories. Sometimes all it takes is for you to hear a piece of music or see a picture and you're taken right back, he says. The power of the visual image and a really great writing can combine to produce something completely unforgettable. We find brands reusing their own adverts to illustrate their heritage and show their audience just how long they've been doing what they do. It's incredibly powerful. It's just one way that HAT can offer help to brands. A recent survey revealed the nation's all-time favourite TV advertisements. Hands up if you remember the R. White secret lemonade drinker. Maureen Lipman in 1988 celebrating her grandson's single exam success in an ology for BT. The Gold Blend serial drama ad starring Anthony Head and Sharon Morn enjoying a slow-burning, slow-roasted romance. Can you hear Guaglione by Pered Prado without thinking of a man dancing around a pint of Guinness? Can you recall the unlikely partnership of Joan Collins and Rising Damp star Leonard Rossiter enjoying Cinzano on a plane? As soon as you start to think about classic advertisements, the examples start to flow like the water in a Levi's laundrette, the Smash Aliens, Shake and Vac, J.R. Hartley's Fly Fishing for the Yellow Pages, the Hovis Lad struggling up the hill, the Dairy Milk drumming gorilla. Alistair Moyer joined the charity in 2010 as Archive Collections Manager and is now Deputy Director of the Trust. He recognises the impact advertising has on us all. There was a golden age of advertising in the 1970s and 80s, where the advertisements were better than the programmes, he tells me. There was a whole stable of directors and creatives like Ridley Scott and Alan Parker who cut their teeth on adverts before they went to feature films. Huge amounts of money went into creating adverts. Budgets were massive, and so was the audience, with only a few channels to choose from and no internet access. Alistair and John explain how the trust was formed in 1974 when a small group within the advertising industry decided its heritage needed to be preserved and realised the importance of studying advertising. Having begun as an archive advertising, HAT's remit has spread to embrace all forms of brand communications, including retail marketing, traditional and new media, direct marketing and public relations. HAT rescues material, catalogues and preserves it, and has a small but dedicated team which keeps their important mirror of society ready to be looked into. The charity has been based in Norfolk since 1992, since when it's nearly doubled in size. Alistair takes me on a tour of the cavernous archive, revealing treat after treat as we wander through rooms filled with files, props, books and prints. The collection starts with material from the early 1800s and ends with current TV commercials. There are proofs and artworks, artifacts and storyboards, reports and letters, scrapbooks and postcards, leaflets and logos. There's the first pitch made by advertising legend Jeremy Bulmore to Rank Hovis McDougall for the creation of a new character, Mr. Kipling, who makes exceedingly good cakes. The first and last adverts for clothing brand C&A, beautiful Butlins posters, and Ridley Scott's directorial debut with Captain Birdseye. The Heinz archive illustrates how clever brands don't mess with a logo that works, and there's a chance to see the legendary Ed Sheeran ketchup bottle, inspired by the Suffolk singer's tattoo of a Heinz ketchup bottle. Alistair explains how, when executed to excellence, advertisers can take brands from obscurity to overnight success, from who to a household name. Great advertising makes cars faster, houses cleaner, food taste better, and vacuum cleans into status symbols, usually by creating positive memories and feelings that influence our behaviour and our spending. Advertising can be incredibly powerful, can make or break a brand, says Alistair. Even if you think you're immune to advertising, you're probably not. There are recent relics of the past, the museum pieces of the future, old Toys R Us catalogues and signs, a Jeffrey the Giraffe costume, and a hat and other ephemera from the grounded Monarch Airlines. It was sad when I went to collect it, says Alistair. Whenever a firm collapses and we go to collect material, there's always one last person there. But normally they're happy that we're keeping the brand's name alive in a small way. Alistair has also spearheaded a project with the brilliant name of Ad Memoir, a digital reminiscence app for older people, including those who live with dementia. Vintage TV and print adverts from the 1950s to the 1970s are used as prompts for happy memories of the products and social conventions of the era, featuring in themed ad reels, monthly updated activities, quizzes and brand bingo. Themes to choose from in the paid-for app include motoring, toys, games, sweets and chocolates, cooking, breakfast, ice cream and lollies, and housekeeping. And the clients include care organisations, hospitals and individuals. As we finish the tour, groups can arrange to visit HAT for a small fee, and do. It's absolutely fascinating. I ask Alistair if he enjoys his job and, as someone surrounded by advertisements every day, whether he feels he could take on a brand campaign of his own. I love it, he tells me. Every day is different. We could be taking a call from U2's manager who wants to run old advertisements on screens at concerts, or from a lady whose cat was in a pet food advertisement, has passed away, and she's wondering if we have the footage. It's a thrill to find something new and to help people find something old. But when it comes to whether or not I could be in advertising, I think I'll just stick to letting people know about the history of advertising trust.